The legislative session did not go quite as planned for Democrats last year, and they adjourned abruptly in May after leaders in the House and Senate failed to reach agreement on two of their party's top policy initiatives. But House Speaker Mitzi Johnson and Senate President Tim Ash say they're a united front heading into 2020, and paid family leave and increasing the minimum wage are not the only major bills on their agenda. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports.
Early last month, on a chilly Saturday morning in Montpelier, most of the 95 Democrats in the House of Representatives squeezed into the State House cafeteria for a pep rally of sorts.
Good morning, everyone. How are you? All right, so we have an action-packed agenda today.
They'd gathered to talk policy, of course, and to chart a strategy for the legislative session ahead. But House Speaker Mitzi Johnson had something else on her mind, too.
Those of us who have been here a while have been lamenting the loss of things like legislative bowling night or ski night or more dances.
Lamenting the loss, Johnson said, because good lawmaking is generally a byproduct of good relationships.
That then help us have difficult, civil, respectful conversations together. So I look forward to finding more ways to engage in those interactions.
The end of the 2019 legislative session may be serving as a cautionary tale as lawmakers assess the year ahead. Democrats adjourned under a cloud of discord last May after House and Senate negotiators failed to compromise on paid family leave and increasing the minimum wage. Here's Senate President Pro Tem Tim Ash.
We wish we could hit the rewind and play out the last week a little bit different. There's no denying that.
Democrats won't get to rewind, but they will get a redo. That's because lawmakers are heading into the second year of the legislative biennium, and any bills left on the table in 2019 are still up for grabs in 2020.
Two big ones, of course, on everybody's mind, and at the top of our House calendar, paid family leave and minimum wage.
Johnson and Ash say there's no doubt they'll pass both this year, and likely sooner than later. Both pieces of legislation will look significantly different than the proposals Democrats initially unveiled. Instead of a $15 minimum wage by 2024, lawmakers are instead looking at a smaller increase over a shorter time period. And the paid leave compromise no longer includes coverage for personal illness. But Republican Governor Phil Scott said recently that he still opposes the plans, which means a simple majority likely won't suffice for Democrats if they want their paid leave and minimum wage bills to become law.
We need to get the highest vote total possible in case the governor vetoes it.
House and Senate Democrats will find themselves at odds with the governor on a range of issues in 2020, and how to address climate change could be a big one. Ash and Johnson say they'll press for Vermont to join a regional compact with 11 other states called the Transportation and Climate Initiative. The program would force member states to cut carbon emissions from cars and trucks.
We also want to make sure that we're setting some benchmarks out there to give ourselves collective goals and know that we are actually moving in the right direction.
But that initiative is forecast to raise the price of gasoline and diesel, an outcome the governor has long said he opposes. The debate over retail cannabis will resume in 2020. The Senate has long supported the creation of a legal retail market for cannabis sales. Supporters say the plan would generate millions in tax revenue and provide regulatory oversight of cultivators. House Majority Leader Jill Krawinski says the House will vote on legalization this year. Speaker Mitzi Johnson, though, says the chamber still has some issues to iron out.
And we want to make sure that we're really addressing issues of youth usage, highway safety, safe products, and making sure that it's the right change for Vermont.
House and Senate Democrats also plan to approve a rewrite of the state's land use law, known as Act 250. Johnson says it's time to modernize the statute and streamline the permitting process in densely populated downtowns and village centers.
And that encourages strategic development to make business growth and housing easier in places where it makes sense to do that in Vermont.
Democrats say they plan to tackle gun legislation, affordable housing, and criminal justice reform in 2020 as well. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.